everyone's participation. Okay, we're on item number 9, PR 2021-5459, final plat SD 2022-72 for Contractors Leasing LLC at 2900 Transport between Flightway and Woodward Road. And Tierra West is the agent. Okay, is that you, Mr. Prea?
Madam Chair, yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead and please give your name, firm, and address.
My name is Vinny Perea with Tierra West, address 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, and I swear to tell the truth.
And I get the honor, Mr. Prea, of swearing you in myself. So do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead and just give us an overview. This is a final plat, so we've looked extensively at your preliminary plat in the past.
Yeah, so this project is located at 2900 Transport Street. Last time we were in front of the board was for the site plan and preliminary plat, which was approved October of last year, 2021. So since then, our client, the developer, has gone through and finalized his land purchase of both of the existing tracks. We've also gone ahead and completed the IIA and got that recorded with the financial guarantee in place for all the required offsite improvements. And that leads us here today for the final plat approval request.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 9 at 2900 Transport? Please let us know that now by raising your hand or pressing star 9. Not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Blaine Carter, Water Authority. We have no objections to the final plat.
Thank you. Code Enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Bono with Code Enforcement. We have no objections to the final plat. I just have a few notes related to future development. The property is located within Sunport Master Development Plan, case file number Z85981, which must be followed for future development standards, where silent the IDO standards must be followed. The property is zoned NRBP, formerly zoned SU1 for IP permissive uses and multifamily residential development, with an approved site development plan under case 1009573, which I believe was noted in the submittal. All development standards and requirements of the prior site development plan must be followed, or the site development plan must be amended. Previously approved site plan has extensive design standards. These must be met for future development. Future development must meet all standards, of course, of the IDO, DPM, and other adopted city regulations. And the property is located in the Kirtland Air Force Base Military Influence Area and Airport Protection Overlay Zone. Future development will require referral for comment to city and Kirtland Air Force Base agencies for IDO 64J. And finally, future development must meet the use and development standards for the APO Air Protection Overlay and the Airspace Protection Subarea as per IDO Section 3-3. That's all of my comments. And again, we have no objection to the final plat.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. We have no additional comments or objections.
And Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan, engineer stamp date of August 25th, 2021. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed action.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. We've seen the project and application numbers added to the plat, and we need the AGIS DXF file approval email submitted prior to final sign-off. Thank you.
This is Vinny Perea. Yeah, we're working on getting the DXF file sent to you from our surveyor.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone. With that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for final plat. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Shel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the project and application numbers to be added to the plat and the AGIS to accept file to be received. And that will be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 9, PR 2021-5459, application SD 2022-72, final plat. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.